Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth. We've got our weekly chat now with the boss, Andy Scott. Andy, before we talk about the conference action, let's talk about the big game. Wednesday evening, FA Cup first round replay at the S. A fantastic night, a great result in the end for the Shots, a 1-0 victory over Portsmouth.
Yeah, obviously it's a massive result, and but a terrific performance, and you know, everything, the whole night was perfect really. We had a really big crowd, really good atmosphere, it was on cameras, and you know, the team performed very, very well. You know, to go through to the next round is obviously a big boost for us financially, and the profile of the club has been raised and improved significantly because of the two games against Portsmouth.
Certainly you start off with Portsmouth seemed to have the better first few minutes, had a few chances, but then you come back into it and really fought for that game. I have to admit, Mark Mosley's goal, a little bit of a scrappy one, but it all counts.
Yeah, don't care how it goes in, to be honest. You know, we want the scrappy ones at times because it means that we're getting, you know, people in the right areas in the danger zone between the posts. So but the first 15 minutes were very end-to-end and very open, and then we sort of, the game slowed down a little bit. We had a few good chances there. They had a really good block from Joe Osler that we could have gone ahead. And then after that, second half, we really took control and we looked very, very strong, and we kept going forward. And even in the last 10 minutes when we scored the goal, you know, we kept pushing forward and didn't allow them and didn't sit back and allow them the impetus. So I was delighted with the reaction of the players. It was fantastic, and you know, fully deserved win.
Absolutely, and kept up the reputation of Army beating the Navy as well.
Exactly. We knew we had some responsibility on our shoulders, so we took it on board, and I'm glad we could come through in the end.
Right, you're through to round two, but we won't talk about that now because you've got to concentrate back onto the Vanarama Conference action. Let's talk about, first of all, last Saturday, a good 1-0 win in the end over Nuneaton. Only 1-0, but Dan Holman getting on the score sheet. He's got a loan extension as well.
You know, it was a tough game. We'd have a really tough fixtures against Portsmouth away, and then we'd gone to Kidderminster on a Wednesday night, and, you know, we were late back, and some intense games, and, you know, we had quite a few injuries. We had 7 first-team players sitting in the stand on Saturday. So, you know, the response from the players, we worked really hard. We were never looked in any danger of losing the game. But, you know, it was a good goal that Dan scored, and, you know, he's been instrumental in our resurgence recently. And so to extend his loan through to January, it's been huge for us. You know, he's enjoying his football. We're enjoying having him here. He's a fantastic lad to have around, and the whole team's responded to his introduction, and we've had some really good results.
After that result, then, up to 13th on 27 points. Big game this Saturday. Home against Eastleigh, who are 10th on 30 points early this season. They got that very, very late last second victory over you at Eastleigh, so a bit of revenge for now.
Yeah, they got a really good home record, and you know, we played quite well then, and certainly didn't deserve to lose the game. But, you know, I think that they're probably a different side, and we are as well. We enjoy playing at home, got a good record at home. We enjoy the challenge, and, you know, we're a better side, stronger side than we were then. So well, we need to keep the momentum. You know, like you say, we've got some tough games coming up before we play Rochdale, that we've got to concentrate on. Eastleigh at home and Southport and Wrexham both away, so three really tough games. But if we can maintain the momentum we've got, keep getting, picking the results up, then we'll be going into the FA Cup tie with some real, you know, even more confidence than we got now.
And so are you keeping clean sheets, which is another good thing?
Yeah, it was, you know, we're starting to get a bit more of a settled back line now, and the work we've done in training has helped. You know, obviously defensive stability and the strength is key to you winning games, to be out, you know, to go on, especially in tight games, winning 1-0. You know, it's always a good habit to have. You know, we've picked up a few 1-0s recently, and, you know, the clean sheets is testament not just to the back four and the goalkeeper, but the whole team, the defending as a group, and we're attacking, you know, solidly with a good organisation behind the ball.
And we've certainly been saying games coming thick and fast. We'll just touch on it slightly. Tuesday night away to Southport United.
Yeah, tough one. They've got a new manager in Gary Brabham, and he's unbeaten in the 10 games that he's been there, so we certainly won't underestimate them. But Gary knows this league inside out. He's got a good record. He knows Southport. He's played there and managed there, so we know it's going to be a tough one. We know it's going to be, you know, a really difficult tie. It always is going away from home in this league, but certainly on a Tuesday night to Southport. But I feel that we've got the characters and the strength and depth in the squad now that can cope with that. So we'll look forward to the challenge and get a good result against Eastleigh, and then look to Southport.
Let's just get a quick injury update then. How's the injuries looking?
Yeah, we picked up a couple of little niggles on Wednesday night, but nothing too major. Mark Phillips should be coming back into training any day now, which is obviously a bonus for us. And then Josh Scott has had an injection in his foot, and hopefully that will settle down. And Damon Lathrop and Anthony Tonkin have started running again, so they won't be too far away. So we're starting to get back to full fitness. We're still picking up a few injuries here and there, but we're coping with it all right at the moment. We can't afford any more new ones.
Right, Andy, fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly update with the boss, Andy Scott, here on Shots Radio.